Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Charles Whelan is here. Charles is the author of The Rationing. Folks, he's written a bunch of other books, but you need to find The Rationing. Charles, you launched it on my show last year. However, we hadn't. I mean, I knew you were smart. I knew you were a visionary and a futurist. But I don't think either one of us had any idea that your book was going to be.
We had no idea.
As prescient and as much on the nose, folks. You got to find the book. It's called The Rationing. It's a novel. You'll enjoy reading it as it scares the heck out of you. Charles, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on all your work. I want you to talk. You're a professor at Dartmouth. And this is not your first academic job. I want you to talk about how you're experiencing you and your students are experiencing the work from home, the distance learning, and what we're learning from that.
I'm probably seeing distance learning more than most because I'm teaching it at the college level. I've got college students of my own, my children, who are receiving it. So, you know, as I talk about how I think it's going, I'm watching them on the other side with their professors, and then my wife is an elementary school principal, so she is overseeing distance
wow.
learning for kindergarten through fourth graders, which is
you
a
got
whole
remote,
nother
you got remote, remote learning overload here, haven't you?
We got remote learning going all over the place, lots of bandwidth wars in our household.
Yeah,
I would say the good news is people are being resilient. They're doing what they have to do. I'm very impressed with my students. They show up when the Zoom classrooms. The parents of the elementary school students are stepping up. But I have to be honest, which is I don't think anybody really loves it. My children, my personal children, don't like it at all. They really yearn to be back on campus.
Yeah.
The students that I have in my classes are working hard, but they also desperately miss classes. And I think that's for two reasons. One is there's a social element of education, as
yeah.
with work. I think people miss their workplaces.
Plus,
but I think there's a
plus
deeper reason.
Once they get older, they like getting the education away from their parents.
Well,
right?
that's true. But
part of social at that age is not having parents around.
Not having parents around, but I think also collaboration, a lot of innovation in
yeah.
higher ed, in small businesses, is
yeah.
water cooler. I mean, sometimes literally water cooler, but other times just figuratively kind of shooting the breeze with people. And we don't fully understand how that works, but I think we're really feeling its absence right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. And one thing I want to ask you, you know, we've been moving towards distance learning for a long time. The technology has helped us to do this. We're seeing it in the marketplace. More and more people are working from home, if not full-time, part-time. And this has pushed all of us to the home. And I wonder if instead of I know that it's going to change some business models. I know this is not going to be – the next few years is not going to be a good time for a lot of commercial business owners who own commercial property office buildings. But I wonder if this is causing us to say to appreciate the high-touch part of this. In other words, where before this, we would have yearned for working from home so we could get away from the schoolroom or the office. Now I wonder, now that we want to go back – if it's putting it more in perspective, could that be one of the silver linings in this?
I think that's exactly right. I think we'll probably take a little of this with us. So I think we now know that it's possible to work from home. So maybe one day a week, everyone would love to do it, and then they're going to be happy to be back in the office, or 2 days a week. For me, I'm somewhat relieved that I'm not doing as much business travel.
Uh-huh.
Every time it comes up on my calendar, I'm supposed to be flying to California, this or that, I kind of breathe a sigh of relief.
Right.
On the other hand, I've got to give a speech to a trade show on Monday, and it's not the same remote.
Right.
I wish I were going to be there. So we'll take the best part of the technology. We'll see that we can do a few things not in person. I give video quizzes to my students. That's worked pretty well. I'll probably keep that. But to your point, we're going to be awfully excited to be around other human beings, and not just because of the social aspect. I think that part of learning, part of collaborating requires that proximity.
Right. And I like to remind people of what I call Nesbitt's razor. John Nesbitt said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we want. And the reason he's correct is because we're still analog humans, and we always will be. Hey, Charles, thank you so much for being here. I love your book, The Rationing Folks. This is, I'm telling you, folks, I talk to you about a lot of books. This book is on the nose today. Hey, Charles, good job. Come back soon.
I look forward to coming back and being on during normal time.
There you go, regular times. Quick break. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.